Well, hello there. Welcome not to the Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Ellen show. You're watching The Right Show, brought to you by Valuetainment. Did you miss me? The holidays are upon us. I hope you're having a great one. But today, we're going to get right into it. The clock doesn't stop here at Valuetainment. Trump is removed from the Colorado ballot due to some Grinches. LeBron takes a seat for the national anthem. A woman tries to light MLK's house on fire. He wasn't home at the time. Hamas supporters threaten Canadian police. And a pretty woman was just diagnosed with autism. Are there more? It's all happening right here, right now, on The Right Show. Let's go. Ladies and gentlemen, there's no worse feeling than being somewhere you don't belong. Joe Biden feels that way each and every day. Over the holidays, he got invited to a black church. Now, you might recall, Joe Biden always says, I used to go to a black church in Delaware. Not a joke. Well, it turns out it was a joke. Look how lost the poor president appears. Oh boy, how did I get in this situation? There's so many of them. I tell you, Corn Pop might be here. I don't know. I'm as lost as you are, folks. When do they stop singing, these people? Huh, it's unbelievable. So that's what it looked like. I wanted to see the Larry David Curb Your Enthusiasm. He's dum bum 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 da da. It's like when you find yourself at a place you really don't belong. Now, I had a fantastic week. You kind of missed me for a week, but I was very busy. It started off with I landed the movie role. I was going to play a bad little elf in a Santa movie. Santa canceled, so I got promoted, and the role called for a Santa that doesn't really like his job anymore, so I'm taking a smoke break. Hey, these kids, you know, they're not the same as they used to be, asking me for things Santa can't even provide. All right, then it moved right along. I went straight from a movie taping to Turning Point USA's AmFest. This was right here in Phoenix, Arizona, and I met Charlie Kirk. After that, I ran into none other than Patrick Bet-David, our boss, who gave a standing ovation-worthy speech, and then I made it home. So that's what I've been up to, in case you're like, did he just take a two-week off? Did he celebrate Hanukkah and Christmas and Kwanzaa? No, I worked the whole time. And you know who else was working really hard? A very cringe-worthy company, Blackstone. Blackstone is an alternate investment firm. They manage a lot of assets. They got inspired by Taylor Swift, and only Taylor Swift can barely do Taylor Swift. We don't need corporate execs getting in on the action. This video went viral as a Merry Christmas video where they're promoting how well their company has done in the last 15 to 20 years. They went from a $400,000 investment to a $1 trillion company, and they show you that in this song. Oh, sorry, I was still dancing. Was that not the most cringeworthy video you have ever seen? Notice the execs were talking about, in 85, we started with 400K, and now we're worth 1 trillion today. Anyway, so that might get stuck in your head, and then you're going to blame me, but I had to see it, so you do also. We're getting y'all caught up on the news. Now, if you don't know who Blackstone is, I'm going to show you right here. Blackstone, and I read, is the world's largest alternative asset manager, $1 trillion AUM, okay? You got to know that term. We serve institutional and individual investors by building strong businesses that deliver lasting value and creating horrible music videos. Our scale, with 12,500 real estate assets and 230-plus portfolio companies, enables us to invest in dynamic sectors positioned for long-term growth. So $1 trillion in assets, but you can't buy talent. Unless you're Valuetainment and you bring in me, Kayvon, the most famous half-Persian comedian. Now, when I first heard of Blackstone, I'm like, I've heard of them. They're in the news a lot, but that might be a different company, BlackRock. BlackRock is an American multinational investment company worth $9.42 trillion in assets. headquartered in New York City, and they have 100 countries, clients in 100 countries. So that's what it is. Don't get confused, but isn't it crazy? Blackstone is a trillion-dollar company. BlackRock, once you go black, you get a lot of money back. The Grinch visited America, and here's exactly what happened. Colorado made the decision for the whole state, regardless of how you feel, that Donald Trump is not allowed on the ballot. That's right. One of our 50 states has decided for the whole population of their community, no Trump, even though he's basically, what was it, 47% of people voted for Trump last election, and 51% sent in their ballots all through the mail to vote for Biden, right? But Colorado is now using some amendment, I believe it's the 14th Amendment, saying, we've decided you can't have a president who tried to do an insurrection and take over the country on the ballot. Now, he has not been found guilty of even holding an insurrection. He didn't send 3,000 T-ball coaches and soccer moms to the Capitol and tell them to peacefully and patriotically protest the election unarmed and then expect them to take over the Capitol and what, hold a banana to Nancy Pelosi's head and say, all right, hand over the White House too. We'd be like, just take her. She's already making business deals on the side anyway. So here is the news report that you need to know. And let me know, how angry are you that Colorado has decided for you, Coloradans, that you don't get to vote for the number one political opponent of Joe Biden? Watch the video.
Historic first, the Colorado Supreme Court disqualifying President Trump from their state's 2024 primary ballot. 14th Amendment of the Constitution says office holders cannot support insurrection. And the judges say that Trump did that with his actions on January 6th. Trump campaign calling the ruling a, quote, scheme to interfere in an election on behalf of crooked Joe Biden.
You want to talk about the most interfered election of all time? It's this one coming up next, okay? You guys got to wake up a little bit. Now, it's not like all of Colorado decided this. The Supreme Court in Colorado decided this, and it was a 4-3 vote. What does that mean? Four judges, probably Democrats, thought, yeah, this guy can't be on the ballot. Three said, yes, he can. 4-3, that's how they won it. Now, do you think that's fair? In a murder trial, I could murder my friend Victor right now. We go to court. It's not on camera because he's a little bit off camera there. And if the jury says, he has 12 people on a jury. If 11 people said he did it, he had the blood in there, he did it, he got rid of Victor. And one jury member is like, I don't believe in the death penalty, so I'm sorry, I can't convict. I walk 11-1. But in the Supreme Court, 4-3, a split decision, basically. And they just assassinated the president's chances in Colorado. Now, this is probably going to go all the way up to the Supreme Court. I just want to know why killers get more favoritism in court than a guy who just wants to make America great again, folks. That's what we're trying to do. Let me ask you right here. Do you believe it's fair that I've been taken off the Colorado ballot? I don't think it's fair at all. I think this is crooked Joe Biden and Hillary getting involved. And if they beat me so easily, why not just run against me again, folks? Huh? Hey, that was cool. Thank you, Donald Trump, for tuning in to my show. We'll be back with a whole lot more from The Right Show right after this. It's all hypothetical, folks, and we're back. LeBron James is showing his hatred for America yet again. Every time the national anthem plays, this guy takes a seat. And BLM supports it. They think this is the greatest thing since sliced bread. I think police cars should put the anthem on the siren so that all the people that are doing the crime take a knee and just stop. That might be the solution. Take a look what LeBron did at the last game. Was so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. He didn't just sit down. He got his daughter to sit down, so he's teaching the next generation. Then he had his people sit down. He took a seat. There's 25,000 people in that stadium. They're all eyes on LeBron, even though we should be honoring the country. And I told you, everyone told you this is going to be a problem. When Colin Kaepernick first sat down during the anthem, it's because he had been a benched quarterback. But then, luckily, something happened with the BLM incident. So he said, well, the reason I'm sitting is because of BLM. So he flipped it. You know how me, what's her name? She says, you put the thing down, flip it, and reverse it. Yeah, that's what he did. So he did the reverse where he said, the reason I sat down this whole time is because of BLM. Now, Kaepernick is a half white guy raised by white people, went to private school, and then, you know, he got a just a great, great life, all thanks to America. But he said that's why he sat down, okay? And people like me were like, that's not a good idea to sit down. So then he started taking a knee because he claimed a soldier, one soldier, not the United States military, they didn't recommend this, code of conduct, stand for the flag, but one off-duty soldier said, hey, could you just take a knee? That was his alibi, so that's why he took a knee, because the one soldier told him to. And we were told this is a great thing, and the NBA took a knee, and then Megan Rapinoe took a knee. Everyone's taking a knee, right? Well, we have now transgressed, because everything is a slippery slope. We go from taking a knee to taking a full-blown seat, and it's not for George Floyd, and it's not for Michael Brown or any of these people. They're just taking a seat now because they really don't like America. Now, why does LeBron hate America so much? LeBron was known to be a great basketball player, but probably by the age of 12. You could just tell the writing was on the wall. So even if he had a tough life as a child, that's the best part about being a child. You don't really know how tough life is usually. I used to play in the dirt with a stick. That was a very fun game, all right? Now kids have the iPads and the different things and the Roblox and all that. But I used to pour chocolate milk in a little hole I dug and say, look, Mom, I made a lake. That's the amount of money I had growing up. That's the amount of fun we had in Reno, Nevada. So if you're poor as a kid, that's a blessing as far as I'm concerned, all right? As long as you have food in your belly. And in America, LeBron did. Not only that, he went pro straight out of high school, didn't he? So he had millions of dollars by the time he was 18. He has never lived a really hard life. He lives in Beverly Hills. He has private jets, sponsorships, and he has white fans, Latino fans, Asian fans all over the world. So if it's anyone that should stand up for that national anthem and promote the values of how beautiful our country is, it's not me, a half Persian comedian sitting here in front of a great, fantastic studio, but it is LeBron James, the king of nothing. We'll be back after this. Okay, so as people continue to hate their neighbor, hate their country, hate their anthem, hate their founding fathers, they're gonna also hate their own kind. Now, this person, his name is Lanisha Henderson. Lanisha Henderson was stopped by bystanders as she tried to set fire to the birth home of Martin Luther King Jr. in Atlanta, Georgia, police say. And you wouldn't believe it if I told you this. You might say, oh, this is just, they're trying to make us look bad, but I have the video of it here.
Fulton County Magistrate Judge Holly Hughes denied 26-year-old Lanisha Henderson bond Saturday.
I think we all know that this is on video. You clearly see what she's doing. The entire thing has been recorded.
Could you believe it? She's dousing Martin Luther King Jr.'s house. And of course, he wasn't there at the time. He's no longer with us. But that's a historical monument. And she's dousing it with gasoline. No doubt if we didn't have cameras and they got that thing lit on fire, who do you think they would blame first? I want to ask you at home. If there were not cameras and they lit that thing on fire, who would be blamed? Would it be America? Would it be the Proud Boys? Would it be Donald Trump? You put in the comments. I can't wait to hear what you have to say. Now, if you look closely at that, you see that there is no stopping what Jussie Smollett or Lanisha Henderson will do. But not only that, here's how horrible it really is. Guess who stopped the burning of Martin Luther King Jr.'s house? Was it BLM? Was it Mayor Bowser? Was it London Breed? Black Lives Matter. Here are the two guys that saved Martin Luther King Jr.'s house. We're going to put it on the camera right here. Zach Kempf and Bryce Gandy. So if you tell me there's racism in America, look at these two Utahns. They were able to prevent the 26-year-old black woman from burning the birth home of Martin Luther King down. So when you say, who supports the lives of black people? Turns out it's a couple white guys, probably Mormon. And they respected Martin Luther King more than that lady did. Unbelievable. I know you have stuff to say in the comments. I can't wait to read it. And if you want even more bad news, if you go to our northern border, Canada is under attack. Pro-Palestinian, crazed, radical protesters have taken to the streets. Why? Because there's this little country called Israel. It's only one little country with 20 million people are Jewish in the world. And this little country has a few million people in it, the size of New Jersey, and it happens to be run by Jewish people. Now, let's talk about which countries are run by Muslims. You got Lebanon right now, which was not always a Muslim area. Afghanistan, Egypt, you got Iraq. Iran was not always the Islamic Republic of Iran. Used to be a kind of a free place for everybody. You might even go there on a vacation or something. You got Dubai, United Arab Emirates. Indonesia is mainly Muslim. You got a new country called Pakistan. Pakistan formed around the same time as Israel. But no one's trying to say, "You're occupying Pakistan. Give back Pakistan." Because once radical Islam gets a country, they do not let it go. They want from the river to the sea, Israel to turn into Palestine and be free. Now look how they intimidate the Canadians, telling them they'll kill them also.
I'm telling you, because we first of all, I'm putting them on the floor. You come here now, put your leg down on the floor. I'll lay you straight. I'll put you 6 feet deep.
Okay, how would you like to be a Canadian police officer knowing that if you interfere with this protest or say anything back, Justin Trudeau doesn't have your back? So that's what they're dealing with. They had to sit there and take the verbal abuse by a masked man screaming, "From the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. You mess with me, I'll put you 6 feet deep," calling him curse words. Canada. That's Canada. Canada's supposed to be the friendly place for everyone. Well, if you're friendly and nice to everyone, a lot of people out there, you want to be nice. Every day, I just want to be nice. There's people out there who want to be mean. So if we're all nice and they want to be mean, they win. So it's good to be a little bit of assertive and mean as a resistance to the radical salamists. It's funny, they're salamists, they can't eat salami. Next, we have Tennessee. Would you believe this? Tennessee has put their foot down. What I tell you about being nice? Well, they don't want to be nice anymore. Tennessee has made a rule. A Tennessee city will ban all LGBTQ books from public libraries, ending drag queen story hour. So if you wanted to have a man dressed like a woman, wearing fishnets and a little mini skirt, spreading his legs in a little low back chair and read to your children, you're going to have to go to California, New York, probably Maryland. It's not going to happen in Tennessee anymore. You might have a Mr. Rogers read a book to your kids or a nice lady, but we don't want to have Mrs. Rogers come out and say, "Hi, kids, it's time to read to you." And why do they always want to read to the kids anyway? It's kind of weird. You know, I don't want to be around any kids that are not my own or someone I have a direct permission to be around. I did play that on Christmas. I played the game where you spin the wheel and it's a jelly bean. And it's some of the beans are yummy and some are disgusting. It's a jelly bean game. It's called Bean Boozled. I highly recommend it. Very fun for kids. But what I didn't do is dress up like Santa's little elf and do that whole thing. No, not doing that. Okay, if that's your kink, do it with your friends at the YMCA pool where it belongs. Moving right along, you're not going to believe how much in-laws can ruin a good thing. We've all heard of greedy, greedy in-laws. This woman is quite the Grinch. A bride and groom got married. This is a tragedy in South Carolina. As they were walking to their Airbnb, a drunk driver hit him, injuring the man permanently. He's in critical condition and sadly killing the bride. Well, now the bride's mom says they weren't really married. It just happened and she died on the walk back. So she wants the money they're about to get in a huge lawsuit against the hotel, the bars that serve the drunk driver, and, of course, none other than the car insurance company. So could you believe that? It's a big insurance claim, and now the in-law doesn't want the husband to have a right to that money. Take a look at this video, which explains it a little more in detail.
It was an unthinkable tragedy. A beautiful bride mowed down on her wedding night by a drunk driver. Now the bride's mom, Lisa Miller, is claiming her daughter was never legally married to the groom. If true, that would make her the beneficiary of what could be a multi-million-dollar estate, and not the groom.
I'm not sure what would bring her to actually challenge the validity of her own daughter's marriage in order to get money.
34-year-old Samantha Miller and the love of her life, Eric Hutchinson, were married on a beach in South Carolina last April. She was killed later that night, and he was seriously injured as they rode in a golf cart to an Airbnb. I spoke with his attorney, Patrick Wooten.
The only indication that Ms. Miller has lawyers have given for challenging the validity of the marriage is that Sam and Eric didn't have the opportunity to cohabitate or sleep in the same bed after they got married, because, of course, Sam was tragically killed the night of the wedding.
Dirty. I just feel icky watching that. So if you're following along, this was the love of his life. He committed to her, put the ring on it, had the wedding ceremony, and that night she passed away. And he goes, I don't know what would make the mother act like this. I do. $40 to $100 million on the line. Losing a girl at such a young age. So let's take it to the court of public opinion right over here. I need to know from you. Do you think that if you got married to the gentleman and, you know, and there was an accident and you passed away, do you think the husband has the right to the full insurance claim? They took the love of her life? You know, there's a song about that. Oh, where could my baby be? Remember that one. Or do you think the mother should have access to the money? You just wish there was a better way to work this out. Put in the comments. I'd love to know. Here's what I think. Maybe the mom could have just taken a back seat. The husband gets the money and say, hey, can you help the family out? We're hurting too. And then everyone kind of figures it out outside of the courtroom. But this is getting nasty. Ugh. Only in America too, isn't that right? Now, my final question for you today. Are pretty women more likely to be autistic? The reason I bring that up, Holly Madison, I think she's around 40 years old now, reveals she's been autistic this whole time. You would think, you know, she's a little bit different. She decided to marry or at least date Hugh Hefner in the prime of her life from, I think, 23 years old to like 33. And he was like 84 going, isn't she beautiful? Of course, he was a lot more with it than Joe Biden up until the end. But that's another story for another time. But it turns out so many beautiful women are undiagnosed for autism. I thought this was just like a one-off. Turns out other people are doing the article. I'm going to read it to you. You're too pretty to be autistic. Why so many women are going undiagnosed? And I think I figured out why. I'm going to tell you right here. I looked up the signs of autism, completely indistinguishable from beautiful women's normal behavior. Okay, let's take a look together. Avoiding eye contact. Sign. Staring at their phone for hours. Sign. Okay. They don't respond to their name. Hey, Janelle, you want to go to prom with? Okay. That's a sign. Annoyed by little things. Oh, where's my mimosa? Autistic. Refuse to smile. What up, baby? Let me get a smile from you. Oh, come on. Let me get a smile. Autistic. Repeat words or phrases over and over. How many of them do that? They're at brunch. Yes, queen. We're really doing it. Autistic. And finally, unusually moody. Is that not every single girl at every club in America? There you have it. Those are the signs. Put in the comments, do you know someone that may or may not be autistic? Let me know who, and we'll be right back with more from The Right Show. Okay, our final clip is to end on a laugh. Why? Because even though we are going through the news, this is the show for people who hate the news. We have to be up to date, but we want to laugh our way through it. And we want to end on a positive note. So here's a comedy clip. Every week, if you subscribe on my YouTube channel, my Facebook channel, Twitter, or Instagram, you will get the comedy clip of the week. But we round it up right here in case you missed it. Take a look. This is from my stand-up, and I want you to enjoy.
I still go to the gym. I do the CrossFit stuff. The stuff that's like new. It's just like. Have you seen it? That's a workout now. Just grab a rope and you yank on it. That's supposed to be a workout. What does that teach? How does that help you in like a fight? You can grab their shoelaces.
You'll never get away from me.
What does it do? That's when I realized I have designer muscle. It's built by protein shakes. These are for looks. Ladies, if you're looking for a man to defend you, I'm not your guy. This is not for Tai Chi. These muscles are for Starbucks. They're for chai tea. That's what you do with these muscles.
I hope you enjoyed that. These muscles are not for Tai Chi. They're for chai tea. Now, don't put in the I already know that in India, chai means tea. So in America, chai tea means tea tea. But it just so turns out, I like tea teas. I like big titties, and I cannot lie. You other brothers can deny it. Okay, so there you go, Indians. I already know. I don't need a lecture from you. If you want to see my live comedy tour dates, here you go. KayvonComedy.com. Now, mostly I'm doing private events right now because it is the season, but Houston's coming up, Arlington, or if you want a private event, hit me up in the comments. Say, write me an email, info@k-vonComedy.com, and you'll be invited. And for those of you who love to read, I have a brand new book coming out. It's called Once You Go Everywhere, Funny Stories from a Comedian on the Road. Once You Go Everywhere is a delightful and fast-paced read that will have you laughing. This book will leave you craving more humorous adventures. Get ready to laugh. Ages 13 plus, so Victor can read it. Now, after a very tough two-year pandemic, we decided to make the book. So if you go on GoFundMe.com/GoEverywhere and put any donation, you will get this book, Once You Go Everywhere. It's a pre-order. Expect it by Valentine's Day. There you have it, folks. I hope you enjoyed The Right Show. We are giving truth through comedy. We're waking America up with laughter, and we're doing it with a smile. We'll see you next week. Tell your friends. Subscribe. Thank you, Valuetainment. Enjoy the rest of the new year. Happy New Year!